The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. The Tony Evans family has been through so very, very much. Just a couple of days ago, Tony Evans said goodbye to his father. Arthur S. Evans Sr. passed away, 90 years old. I believe he passed away either Monday evening or sometime yesterday. But he sent out a message to his foundation that... his 90-year-old father had, quote, entered into the presence of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tony said, "We celebrate this day because we know that my father is overjoyed to finally see the face of the one he served with his whole heart since the day he met Jesus and surrendered his life to him." Tony referred to his father as his foundation and the rock of the Evans family who led them all to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. He went on to say, "And I know what it is to preach to people all over the world, because I stood next to him on street corners decades ago, watching my father preach to anyone who would listen." Isn't that something? Tony Evans is a pastor of a megachurch in Texas. He has a worldwide ministry that reaches millions of people. And yet Tony Evans used to street preach with his dad. I don't know about you, but I find that interesting because street preaching has fallen into such disfavor today. Used to be very popular. I mean, it used to be very popular, but now a street preacher is considered to be some kind of weird, wild-eyed, crazy religious fanatic. The news release says, upon his death, Arthur S. Evans Sr. was wearing his Kingdom Man shirt, his son said, adding, quote, "Whatever I am and however I lead others, my knowledge of what it means to be a Kingdom Man started with my father. And for his legacy of faith and family, I am forever grateful." We just announced last week, I think it was, that Tony Evans is the first African-American to issue a study Bible, the Tony Evans Study Bible. First time in American history an African-American has published a study Bible. Then I found out when that was released, and again, I think that was last week or the week before, Tony Evans was the first African-American to graduate from Dallas Theological Seminary with an advanced degree. Had no idea. Had no idea. Anyway, his father died in Baltimore, Maryland. Doesn't give the funeral details, but this Thanksgiving is going to be a difficult one for the Evans family because, as most of you know, Tony Evans' wife is battling terminal cancer, a very rare form of cancer. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Tony announced that they had exhausted all of the medical resources for her survival. They had sent her home. They were trying to manage her pain, and they were trying some natural remedies, but the medical profession had basically said, we've done all we could do. And the implication was that they had sent her home to die. I have not heard in the last couple of weeks any update on her condition, but they've had a lot of tragedy. A very close family member died very unexpectedly a year ago. About a year before that, another family member died very unexpectedly. And in piggybacking on what I was talking about before the break, in Everything Give Thanks, there is this terrible mistaken understanding that if you are right with God, if you're serving God faithfully and you're not living in horrible, terrible sin, you're rightly related to God, your life is going to be smooth. No difficulty, no sickness, no illness. The kids will be great. The grandkids will be great. That is so untrue. Now, that myth has been perpetuated through the centuries, but particularly in the last 30, 40 years with this word faith movement. And I say this often, and I know some of you disagree with me, but this word faith, name it and claim it, prosperity gospel, has probably done more harm to the cause of Christ than anything in the last 300 or 400 years. It has. Because it has given people a completely false idea of what it's like to be a Christian. If you study the biographies of the great men and women of God through the centuries, you will find that they came from many different places on the planet. They lived in different centuries. They had all kinds of different personalities. Some of them were fairly normal. Some of them were really weird and eccentric. I'm serious. If you read an honest biography of many of the great women, men and women of God through the centuries, God has used some really weird, strange people. But if they have been used mightily of God, here is one thing they all had in common. They all went through severe times of trial, testing, and suffering. Every one of them. I cannot think of a single exception. So this idea that when we suffer, when things don't go right, God is punishing us, God is angry with us, we're out of God's will, just is not true. Now, it is true that you may be under the corrective hand of God. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. If you're going through a difficult time, you should ask God, God, am I being chastened? Now, you're not being punished. Now, get this straight, folks. You got to understand this. God does not punish Christians. Why? Because all of our punishment, all, not some, not most, all of our punishment was taken by Jesus Christ. God does not punish his children. But he chastens them. He corrects them because he loves us. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. So if you're going through a tough time, you should ask God, God, is there something in my life that I need to change? Is there something I need to confess? Is there sin? And once you have that settled, then assume that God is perfecting you and purifying you and preparing you for deeper ministry. If you're going through a difficult time, folks, there is a purpose and there is a reason for it. It didn't just happen willy-nilly. God has something in store for you. So, I can't think of anyone that has been used of God more in the last 10, 15 years than Tony Evans. And yet his family has been tested severely. But they're still praising God. So I come back to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray for the Tony Evans family, though. Please, pray for Tony Evans.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this day before Thanksgiving. I hope and pray you have a wonderful day. And, you know, I just realize, you know, that we have so many different kinds of individuals and families and the audience. Some of you are going to have your entire family together, and it's just going to be a wonderful festive time, and you're going to sit around this massive table of food, and just, it's going to be so easy to give thanks. Others, it's not going to be so easy. It's not the Thanksgiving that you want or you desire. And I just want to continue to emphasize, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks. And by the way, let me just inform you of something, or maybe remind you. The Bible never tells us to be thankful. Let me tell you a quick story. Most of you are familiar with Johnny Erickson Tata, the paraplegic mouth artist, the founder of Johnny and Friends, worldwide ministry, and I mean a worldwide ministry. They have a very active ministry and office here in Ohio. In fact, here in Columbus, Johnny and Friends. Billy Graham Organization made a movie of her life. She has either two or three books out. She has just been used incredibly by God through the years. Well, Johnny is an old friend. We have known Johnny for many, many years. Well, over 45 years we've known Johnny. Long before she was well known, and we've known her since, well, she was in her early 20s, I guess. Joy and I are about the same age as Johnny. Anyway, most of you know she was paralyzed in a diving accident in the Chesapeake Bay. She dove in, hit the bottom, snapped her neck, almost drowned. They got her up, neck broken, paralyzed, quadriplegic now for over 45 years. She's been in a wheelchair. She tells the story of her time of rehabilitation after the accident. She spent time in California at Rancho Los Amigos, I believe. It was a treatment center right around the corner from the church where I was raised. Didn't know she was there. But anyway, when she was there in the rehabilitation center, she was on a striker frame. And that's like a canvas sandwich. It's kind of gross, but it's the best way I know to explain it. You lie on this canvas frame, and when it's time to turn you over, they put the top of the sandwich on you, which is another canvas bed, and they strap it together and they just flip it because of the paralysis. And, you know, every so many hours they would flip her in the striker frame. And anyway, she's a teenager. Her father was in the Olympics. Her father was an Olympic wrestler. She was into equestrian events, horse riding. And it was her dream to be in the Olympics herself and follow in her dad's footsteps. Well, obviously, this destroyed all that. She became very, very bitter during her time of rehabilitation, as you can imagine. Young girl, quadriplegic, will be for the rest of her life. She becomes quite bitter. And people would come to visit her in the hospital, in the rehabilitation, you know, and, you know, they would quote scripture to her, and she would get angry. Now, she knew the Lord. She had accepted Christ when she was younger. And it got to where anybody brought up God or scripture, she would order them out of her room. She didn't want to hear about it. She didn't want to hear about a loving God. If God was loving, then, you know, what was she doing in this bed paralyzed? A dear friend of hers came to her one day and quoted, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And she says, "Get out of here. Get out of my room. I don't want to hear you." And this friend said, "What are you going to do, chase me out? I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. This is what the Word of God says." And this friend told her, "Johnny, you can't be get bitter. You're going to have to understand that God has a plan, God has a purpose, and God wants you to give thanks." And she said, "I would be the biggest hypocrite in the world because I don't feel thankful. Don't tell me to be thankful because I don't feel thankful, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite." And this very, very wise person said, "God never told you to be thankful. God said, give thanks. God does not demand that we have a certain emotion. Thankfulness is an emotion." He said, "God said to give thanks." She says, "I'd be a hypocrite if I gave thanks." And he said, "No, you would be obedient." He left. She began pondering that. And according to her story, one day, that kept coming back to her, "Give thanks, give thanks. In everything, give thanks." And she says, through gritted teeth, with none of the emotion, none of the accompanying emotion, through gritted teeth, she gave thanks to God. She was obedient to God. And little by little, God gave her the accompanying feelings, emotion, that matched her obedience. It's a powerful story and powerful biblical truth. God does not command us to be thankful. He commands us to give thanks in everything. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Tonight, tomorrow, and every day, no matter what your circumstances, you can give thanks. If you're listening on AM 880, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Switch over to 104.5 or streaming audio.